This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Voting is in progress for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories have been covered in this phase. This include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 in Haryana, 8 each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Voting started at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to vote in large numbers. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every vote counts and democracy thrives when its people are engaged and active in the electoral process. The Prime Minister especially urged women and youth voters to vote in large numbers. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Polling is also underway for the third phase of assembly elections in Odisha for 42 constituencies simultaneously. Assembly by-elections also been held for the Karnal seat in Haryana and Gansari constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Over 11.13 crore voters eligible to vote in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls across 1.14 lakh polling stations. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting. Overall, nearly 11% voter turnout was recorded till 9 a.m. Statewise polling percentage are West Bengal nearly 17%, Uttar Pradesh over 12%, Jharkhand nearly 12%, Bihar nearly 10%, Jammu and Kashmir and Delhi nearly 9%, Haryana over 8%, Odisha over 7%. In the national capital, President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar were among the prominent faces who cast their votes in the early hours of polling in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi and Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar and Hardeep Puri, Delhi Minister and AAP leader Atishi also exercised the franchise at different polling booths in Delhi. In Bihar, polling is underway peacefully amid tight security in 8 parliamentary constituencies of Vaishali, Gopalganj, Siwan, Maharajganj, Valmiki Nagar, Shivhar, Purvi Champaran and Paschimi Champaran under the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. In rural areas, long queues of women and elderly voters have been witnessed at several polling booths. People are reaching to polling booths to cast their votes early in the morning to avoid scorching heat and humidity. The Election Commission is keeping vigil with webcasting facility which has been installed at several polling stations. More than 1 crore 49 lakh voters of these 8 parliamentary constituencies will decide the electoral fate of 86 candidates. In Valmiki Nagar, Purvi Champaran and Paschimi Champaran parliamentary constituencies, the border has been sealed along the Indo-Nepal border till the end of the polling. High-pitch campaigning continues for the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are holding marathon rallies in different parts of the country to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and union territory on the 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Bihar today. Mr. Modi will address 3 public meetings in Patna, Rohtas and Buxar districts. On the other hand, wife of Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, Dimple and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will hold a roadshow in Varanasi. An impressive march past by naval cadets marked the passing out parade held at the picturesque Indian Naval Academy at Ezimala in Kannur district this morning. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal B.R. Chaudhary, reviewed the passing out parade and distributed medals to the cadets who excelled in the training programs. Addressing the event, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary observed that with the emergence of new technologies and doctrines, warfare has undergone a radical change. Severe heatwave conditions continue to grip the north and northwest region of India with a consistent red-orange alert. The India Meteorological Department has forecast severe heatwave conditions very likely in most parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till the next 2 to 3 days. Yesterday, highest maximum temperature of 49 degrees Celsius was recorded over Falodi, West Rajasthan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.